Day.
Hello?
Happy Election Day.
Thank you.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah.
You hear about Kentucky?
No.
It's declared you the winner. Half the vote is in, enough to assure you're carrying Kentucky. Ollie Quayle projects 65% in Kentucky. Indiana, he projects 51%. Tennessee.
Well, that's too damn close.
It's awfully close down. And it, well, it's not too close in Indiana. Well, that state. Kentucky, 65%. Nationwide, he projects 63%.
What, how in the hell can he project when he don't know a damn thing?
I don't know the way those machines work.
Well, they haven't got anything in them to work.
Got scattered returns, and the basis of the makeup, the composite of the returns.
Who is he projecting with? What machines has he got?
He's with ABC. There is called, I don't know what they call it. It's one of the, each one of them.
I got you running it worse than it is.
Pardon?
I'm telling a fella here, it's, my hip's killing me, and I'm trying to get it working.
All right. But he told me that he told us the projection of 65% in Kentucky, and they just now announced over the TV, over Channel 7, ABC, that Kentucky had declared you the winner on the basis of 51% of returns being in.
And now?
Governor Hughes of New Jersey says absentee ballots going good. I gave Jack a report on Oklahoma.
What is it?
On the basis of scattered county returns from across the state, you'll carry about 200,000 to 300,000, and Harris will be elected senator.
Okay, anything else?
No, sir. See you later.
tell any of the members of the cabinet I've talked to, McNamara and Rusk, and tell any of the rest of them, like Udall, and just have your girl call each one of them.
Can't you put some oil on your finger?
Can't you do it with oil? Well, as you can. How many members of the cabinet? Eight? Ten?
Ten.
Call the other eight of them and tell them that I'm going to be at the ranch for a few minutes, and if they can, I'd like to call them.
All right.
Just tell the operator to get them for me.
All right. Very good.
Okay.
Thank you.